right, the President of the United States, big immigration meeting yesterday, summoning members of Congress, both Senate and the House, Republicans and Democrats getting together around the table to have a conversation with him about what's going on with that immigration bill as they negotiate keeping DACA. Joining us to talk about all of that is Christopher Bedford. He's the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller News Foundation and the highly respected author of The Art of the Donald. That's according to the President of the United States. Chris Bedford, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me, Vince.
Good to have you. So what did you make of yesterday's meeting between the president and these members of Congress? Was that the art of the Donald?
Well, I'm waiting for the next shoe to drop on this. Conservatives here are a little worried. Trump is a fairly single-minded individual in pursuit of his goals, whether it's building Trump Tower or being successful in building a casino or running for president. He doesn't lose track of them, and he also prides himself on bringing people together, making everyone feel good, getting people around the table. But one of the key things that he has employed successfully throughout his career in business and in politics has been to seek leverage and use that in any kind of deal making. That is your number one thing, that your reputation and access. But leverage is absolutely essential. And in the meeting, he seemed to tease talking about a clean DACA bill, talking about kind of agreeing with everyone around the table. So what I'm wondering is if this is stage one and what we can see next, or if he actually is interested in surrendering the Republican Party's only leverage on immigration reform, which right now appears to be DACA.
Well, let's remind people what that means. That conversation about a clean DACA bill came up yesterday as Dianne Feinstein asked the president whether he'd be willing to pass that in isolation. Listen to this.
What about a clean DACA bill now, with a commitment that we go into a comprehensive immigration reform procedure like we did back, I remember when Kennedy was here, and it was really a major, major effort, and it was a great disappointment that it went nowhere.
I have no problem. I think that's basically what Dick is saying. We're going to come up with DACA, we're going to do DACA, and then we can start immediately on the phase two, which would be comprehensive.
So the president's suggesting, yeah, well, let's pass a clean DACA bill, whatever that means, and then move to comprehensive immigration reform. A clean DACA bill, Chris Bedford, means a no-strings-attached amnesty.
It does, and here's where the president may be coming up against the massive clash, you see, the difference between the professional business world and the D.C. political world. When he was negotiating hard, and I read about this in the book, to buy the rights to be able to build a massive downtown skyscraper in New York, I think at the time it was one of the biggest residential, at least in the area, he knew that businessmen could back out of deals that they'd agreed to. He knew if he had a good deal, and he made sure to get people's signatures on contracts and then be able to hold it up and say, look, I've got your signature here. You can't back out now. Congress is different. Congress repeatedly will say, oh, come on, we'll do the easy fix right now. Here's the deal. You surrender everything to me, and in exchange for that, we'll talk about what you want later. I hope that the president's advisors let him know that politicians can't be trusted, and he knew that. He said that in the campaign trail. They can't be trusted like businessmen often can. The contract doesn't really mean anything to them. And if he actually goes beyond that, other than just slapping backs and making people feel good and letting people know that all parties are heard, it'd be surprising. But I don't expect him to, because he's so single-minded in his pursuit of the wall, and he's made a promise to the American people, which he considers similar to a contract, that he's going to get a wall built. He's going to deal with immigration. This is just probably his best moment to do so. So what I'm looking at right now, I'm thinking that this is the kind of meeting where he brings everyone around the table, makes everyone feel good, makes everyone talk. And then when nothing gets done, because remember he said, I'll let you guys handle it at first. When they can't handle it, then look for him to step back in and try to provide a more specific vision like he provided earlier in his presidential career.
You know, there was a suggestion earlier in our show that he do something like say, okay, I've got the DACA bill. I'm going to put it on my desk, and I'll sign this when I have right next to it the immigration reform bill.
That would be something that would be good to see and a good negotiation.
Yeah, so we can do it in two steps. It's just that I'm not going to sign them in two steps. I'm going to sign them at the same time, something along those lines. You know, because the Donald Trump that I think most of us realize and know, when you're doing business deals in New York City, as you brought up here, you know, it's different than working in D.C. But I got to tell you, I would think doing business deals in New York City, you're dealing with a lot of unscrupulous people, because that's just the way you get things done, that he would be on to people saying one thing and doing another.
But he's always known you can put their name on a contract, and then you can take him to court. And he's never had any problems doing that. People will get called on their lives in business because of law. It doesn't work, unfortunately, for the lawmakers. But to bring a DACA bill onto his desk and say, okay, now that we're so close to getting this done, everyone wants to get it done, but here's the deal. We need to actually do something that makes it so the 800,000 or 700,000 illegal immigrants who are brought here as children doesn't turn into 3 million people when every single person they know, all the family all across the world, are now made U.S. citizens because right. they've got a family member right. in the U.S.
And not just 3 million people.
Like that.
And not just 3
and
million people.
You've got a limited time window once Congress passes a bill to either veto it or sign it. I'd like to see what kind of pressure that could put on the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House.
Chris Bedford, not just 3 million people. Yesterday, the words comprehensive immigration reform, of course, coming up, which means something very different to the swamp. The swamp considers that to be amnesty for 11, 12, 13 million people, if not more, depending on how many illegal immigrants are in the United States.